This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Reply debate on behalf of writ petitioners over dissolution of House of Representatives case begins in the Constitutional Bench. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to inaugurate Upper Tamakosi Project today. Kathmandu Valley administrations extend ongoing prohibitory period till 15th of July. Odd-even system imposed in private and public vehicles removed. And Taliban in Afghanistan says all foreign troops must leave by deadline in September. Now the news in detail. The reply debate on behalf of the writ petitioners has begun over the dissolution of House of Representatives case in the Constitutional Bench of the Supreme Court. Senior Advocate Raman Shrestha began the reply debate in the Constitutional Bench comprising Chief Justice Cholendu Samsher Rana, Senior Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Ishwari Prasad Khattiwada and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai. Before the debate began, the legal practitioners pleaded on behalf of the speaker. Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project, the National Pride Project, is all set to produce power from today. Spokesperson of the project, Dr. Ganesh Nyopani, has said that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the project at 4 p.m. today, rather, amid a program to be organized virtually. The project officials said of the total 456 megawatt, the first unit of the project would generate 76 megawatt electricity. The project supplied electricity in 220 kilovolt transmission line yesterday from its powerhouse to Khimti, meant for charging the power grid. Spokesperson Dr. Nyopani said the power generated in the project would be supplied to Talkeber through New Khimti substation and then it would be linked to the national system. The ongoing prohibitory period has been extended till the 15th of July by removing the odd-even number plate system imposed in private and public vehicles. A meeting of the three chief district officers of Kathmandu Valley held yesterday decided to remove the odd-even system to be effective from the 6th of July. However, the vehicles entering Kathmandu Valley are required to show entry pass. With the recent decision, all vehicles will be plying on the roads of Kathmandu Valley. In previous order, the public vehicles with over 25-seat capacity were granted permission to operate. Small public vehicles, microbuses and tempos will be allowed to operate by following health safety guidelines. However, the activities that may lead overcrowd, such as conferences, operation of educational institutions, cinema halls, party palaces, swimming pools and public gatherings have been continued in the restriction. A total of 2,552 COVID-19 patients registered recovery in Nepal in the last 24 hours. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the total recovery tally has reached 609,218 till date. The recovery rate from the virus infection now stands at 94.5%. Similarly, 1,603 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the country in the past 24 hours. The new cases were detected from 4,876 PCR tests and 3,256 antigen tests conducted during the same time period. With the latest update, the COVID-19 case load reached 682,739. The ministry stated that the Kathmandu Valley witnessed 461 new cases, including 342 in Kathmandu district, 88 in Lalitpur and 31 in Bhaktapur district. Likewise, 27 people succumbed to COVID-19 yesterday, taking the total death tally to 9,225 as of July 3rd. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has informed that the government has concentrated its full efforts with utmost coordination for the rescue of and relief distribution to the disaster survivors in the wake of monsoon. Home Minister Paudel delivered a speech on issues of public importance at the National Assembly meeting yesterday and informed the lawmakers that security persons were mobilized in the area facing risk. He gave detailed information about the loss of human lives and physical properties, search and rescue efforts, relief distribution and rehabilitation of the surviving the landslide and floods occurred in different parts of the country. He informed a total of 39 persons died since May-June due to rain-caused disasters. As many as 226 disasters occurred in 22 districts including Sindhu Palchok, Bazura, Gorkha, Tanahu, Thading, Chitwan and Doti. In the disasters, 31 persons have gone missing and 46 got injured. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada as the non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Mexico. Dr. Khatiwada is resident ambassador of Nepal to the United States of America. The office of the president stated on Sunday the appointment has been made as per the Article 282 of the Constitution of Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ADM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारू गर्नका लागि *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the international updates now. Any foreign troops left in Afghanistan after NATO's September withdrawal deadline will be at risk as occupiers, the Taliban has told in an interview with the BBC. It comes amid reports that 1,000 mainly US troops could remain on the ground to protect diplomatic missions in Kabul's international airport. NATO's 20-year military mission in the country has all but ended. But violence in the country continues to rise with the Taliban taking more territory. As Afghan forces prepare to take charge of security alone, concern is growing for the future of Kabul. Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen said seizing Kabul militarily was not a Taliban policy. A military plane has crashed in the southern Philippines, killing at least 45 people with dozens more pulled alive from the burning wreckage. The transporter was carrying more than 90 people, mostly troops, when it overshot the runway on Cholo Island. The defense ministry said the dead were mainly military personnel, but three civilians on the ground were also killed. The aircraft burst into flames on crashing, sending a large black cloud into the air. Several dozen people were injured and five are still missing, the military said. A nearby military hospital treated the survivors. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Kandahar Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Reply debate on behalf of writ petitioners over dissolution of House of Representatives case begins in the Constitutional Bench. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to inaugurate Upper Tamakosi Project today. Kathmandu Valley Administration extends ongoing prohibitory period till 15th of July. Odd even system imposed in private and public vehicles removed. And Taliban in Afghanistan says all foreign troops must leave by deadline in September. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.